Hello, this is Dr. Joe. I am back again for some words of encouragement and something else that we need to talk about. So last time I met with you, we talked about prayer. And I wanted to give you the acronym for a way to pray. Sometimes we just don't know how to pray or what to say. So the first thing that I talked about was adoration, the A of ACTS, A-C-T-S. And adoration was the first thing. And so with adoration, if you remember, we talked about telling God who he is. He is the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. He is the giver of every good and perfect gift. He is your provider. He is your protector. All of those things, all of those accolades that we say to God. God likes to hear you brag about him. You know, what does the scripture say about God? And that's what we want to tell him. And so the next one in our series is C, which is confession. So we have adoration, which is A, C for confession. So the Bible says that we are to confess our sins. And so what does that mean to confess? That means that we need to say, you know what? I screwed up. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I shouldn't have been there. Whatever it is, that's what we need to tell God. Yes, God knows all. God hears all. God sees all. And he already knows what we have done. In fact, he already knows what we're getting ready to do because he's God and he's wise. But he wants us to confess. And as the folk would say, confession is good for the soul. When we confess, we're acknowledging that we are sinful creatures saved by grace. When we confess, we are saying, you know what? I screwed up and I need to and I want to do better. So we need to tell God, you know what? I am sorry. I'm sorry for the things that I've done. I'm sorry for the things that I've said. I'm sorry for the things that I did purposefully or not purposefully. I did by commission or omission, meaning I just screwed up all the way around. And I need your forgiveness. And we want to ask God for forgiveness. If we don't ask God for forgiveness, and if we don't forgive ourselves, how can we ask somebody else to forgive us if we don't forgive ourselves or if we don't forgive them? So one of the things, you know, we have to remember that we're not perfect people. We have to remember that we do mess up and we do screw up and we do say things that are not right. And we are in places that we shouldn't be. But does that make you less of a Christian? No, ma'am. No, sir. It does not. That makes you real. That makes you human. And being part of being human is acknowledging where you are. And in order to move forward in life, you have to acknowledge where you are. You have to acknowledge your mistakes. You have to acknowledge your screw ups. In order to help somebody else move to the next level, you have to acknowledge that this is where I am. This is where I strive to be. This is how I got here. And it's not because of anything that I've done, but solely by the grace of God and he that lives within me. And so we want to make sure that we tell God specifically what we've done. We say things, you know what, God, I really messed up. No, what we need to say is, you know what, God, I shouldn't have cussed out so-and-so. You know what, God, I shouldn't have slept with so-and-so. I shouldn't have got drunk last night. I shouldn't have got high last night. I shouldn't have been whatever. It is, we need to tell God, you know what, this was my mistake and I own it. And then once you own it, then you can acknowledge and you can move on and you can move forward. So you remember, our first is ACTS. Our symbol, our wording is ACTS, A-C-T-S. Our first letter is A, which is adoration. C is confession. And so our first assignment was to write down all of the things that God means to us in telling him who he is. And then our second thing is I want you to take away and want you to work on is confession. Confess to God what it is that you have done, said, did, purposeful, not purposeful, whatever. You don't have to necessarily share that with anyone. You can journal it if you would like. But we need to acknowledge it and to own it. Adoration, tell God who he is. Confession, confess that we are sinful creatures saved by grace. Until next time, God bless.